All right, on my way back to the great case law class today in Toms River, New Jersey. Real good. 87 in attendance. Great crowd, good training. Really enjoyed it tremendously. Started to sound like Trump as I talk like this. But as I'm driving home, I'm driving on a road through Jackson, New Jersey, which is driving to the office of an Alvin. And on the opposite side of the roadway, this is what prompts this video, a gentleman came clearly very noticeably fast down the roadway in a 98 two-door black Honda Civic, looked like to be a little bit of an interesting character, kicked up off the back of the chair. First thing I think, in the seat, driver's seat, first thing I think when I see a guy who looks like that is, this dude has had tickets before, he looks a little shady, probably may even have a suspended license. If he didn't, it was probably suspended in the past, just from experience, right? And I can't think about how many people, I can't imagine how many people would see that car as they're out here trying to do patrol work. When I see patrol work, I mean patrol work that matters, right? So if we're out here driving around looking to stop some kind of criminal activity that can be drawn away from what your objective is by a car like that that passes you. And it takes a lot of discipline to say, you know what? That's not what I'm looking for today. It takes a lot. You have to think about, you only have so much time to spend as a patrol officer, as any kind of police officer. We all only have limited time doing the things that are the most important. So you have to ask yourself this question. Was that thing turning around and stopping that guy and giving him a summons for going, obviously, much faster than everybody else is driving, was that worth your time? For the 7 to 10 minutes it took you to stop that car and write that summons and get that guy and control that speed, was the car that you were looking for now passing by your location right underneath your nose, undetected by you because your attention had focused to the idiot driving faster than everybody else, right? It's a hard thing you have to think about. It's a discipline you must employ if you're looking to be more and more effective. Because if you're spending time doing things like that, the important stuff or what's important in your mind will slip right past you. You have to think about those things when you go on patrol and you go to work. I cannot give you every single answer to how to do your job perform properly. But you have to make judgment calls of, that's worth my time, that's not worth my time. What am I looking for? If you're looking to get larger scale arrests, you're looking to apprehend people who are wanted on egregious violations, you're looking to get large scale seizures of contraband, you have to understand that that car more than likely is not going to have what you're looking for, and it's stop wasting your fucking time like that. If your objective is to get a bucket of tickets out a day, that's what you like to do, and that was the car you were looking for. You just have to reverse engineer what you're looking for, what your results are, think about how you're spending your time. That should probably help you. It's a discipline you need to begin to practice. And don't worry about other people think or say, right? Well, that cop did nothing to the car. He was clearly speeding. Yeah, that's all right, because the next car we get, we've stopped a 14-year-old from getting child sex trafficked throughout the country or the state. So you can complain that I did nothing on that one, but you don't know what my ulterior motive is. My ulterior motive is not that I'm lazy. I'm just looking for something better. Because although that might do down, I think I'd have a lot more impact stopping somebody who was wanted on 3 outstanding warrants. I'm going to do one tonight and that day. It's hard to measure what the performance of a proactive police officer what occurs is the performance of a, so good, so profound and prolific. I was almost there. You get what I'm saying.